Another example of financial fraud is misrepresenting the number of hours that have been worked. There are many different ways that companies have employees document hours worked. Documentation may be maintained via a time card or a time clock. An example of time card fraud would be if you are running late and call to have another staff member clock you in, even though you're not to work on time. In this example, you get paid for time not worked. This is fraud. Fraud can also happen if you are working with a person who receives services in their own home. The family of the individual signs the time card confirming the times listed are accurate. The family knows that you could not make it to work on one of the regular days, but the family signs the time card anyways because they think you still deserve to be paid because they really like you. By saying that you were working when you were not, it is fraud, even if the family was just trying to be nice. There are many different ways that fraud can happen with time cards. When inaccurate time is documented, government monies are used inappropriately. None of these fraud examples are acceptable. You have the responsibility to accurately document the hours you have worked. If you have any concerns about hours worked or hours paid, you have the responsibility to report it to the Public Funds Compliance Officer.